Okay, here we go. Three short ideas. Imras Tahoros with Rahma Shivka Rebbe Shlita Parshas Bahar Bechukotzai Poslag Boimer Tavshin Pei Gimel Lunch Bali Nishmas Esther Tehila Bas Rav Gabriel Pinchas and Chendo Bas Rav Yosef. The Panim Yofos. The Panim Yofos, the Baal Afla, the brother of Rebbe Rav Shmalka tells us. If you look at the beginning of our Parsha, very famous Rashi, Ma'inyan Shmita Shmita Itzar Sinai. What's the Torah telling us? Adasha Moshe Bahar Sinai. Right? Why Davka Shemitah is specified by Har Sinai? All the Mefarshim are talking about it. What's the connection of Shemitah to Har Sinai? Says the Panim Yofos, Ki mitzvah ta Shemitah v'yoyvahu, he, Lispor sheva shabasa shanim sheva pamim sheimem ta shanim. We know when it comes to Shemitah, it's every 7 years, and the Yovel is seven Shemitahs. So every 49 years, you have a Yovel. V'oz bevo shenasa chamishim, he shenasa Yovel. Then it comes the 50th year, you have the Yovel. The same thing when it comes to Har Sinai. Now he connects back to Sfiras Omer and Tashvuas. After 49 days of counting Sfira, today's Lamed Daled. Achakach biyom haChamishim. Who's Mamat and Torah Sinai Har Sinai? Hareki Shmit Har Sinai Inyon Echerheim. Ubiyin and Ze Apisod. And he goes on to explain how this is getting a little bit more secretive. But at the end of the day, we see, says the Panim Yofos, very easily. You want to know why Shemitah and Har Sinai have to stay the same way? Shemitah is a 7 year cycle. 7 times 7, the 50th year is Yovel. When it comes to Sfira, 7 times 7, and the 50th day is Matan Torah, is a Kabbalah of Torah. That every single day, right? All the Sfarim say, we're not counting down like a rocket ship or to a game or to the NFL release schedule. I have to level of dollars. We're counting up. Every single day is another stone in our hachana. In kedusha bli hachana. In kedusha bli hachana means that you can't have a yovel having a shemitah. He can't have Har Sinai. Can't have a matat Torah. He can't have a chuppah. Can't have nisuin without having an erusin. Before I forget, our learning should obviously be for the protection of our brothers and sisters as well, which I didn't mention in the beginning. But says the Panim Yofos, it's the same thing. 7 times 7, and the same thing by Shemitah, and the same thing by Har Sinai. Another idea, sort of in the B'nai Sotzko, the Igra Dekal, tells us that the Torah, one who wants to acquire Torah, they have to be fully mevatel themselves and fully get rid of all the gashmis in the whole world. You have to be mafki yourself, the midbar. The Torah is given in the midbar. So do Shemitah, you give up everything. Everything goes back to its owner, goes back to the rightful owner. Says B'nai Sotzko, when you want to come to Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's got to be in fully mevatel ourselves. And that's exactly what Rashbi did when Rashbi went to that cave. He got rid of the gashmis and fully became ruchnis. Idea number 2 comes to us from Rebbe Ramelech. He said this earlier in the week, but you got to say it again. And the Rebbe Ramelech doesn't just say it. He quotes his brother, Rebbe Bezusha. V'echad ha-chasa number 4 some. If you look, v'chisom en chafei chafav. V'chisom ha-manoicha ben shana ha-shvitz. You're going to ask, if I'm going to keep Shemitah, how am I going to have food on the table, pay the bills? V'tzivisi es b'chosi lechem. I'm going to tell you, don't worry about the rational and the logic. I'm telling you, I'm going to command you, you'll have enough for 3 years. Says the Rebbe Bezusha, what's the Torah? We know there's not one extra letter in the Torah. Why is the Torah coming to tell us? Gives us the question and answer. What is this, a Gemara? This is Torah Shebech Sarav. I don't see anywhere else in the Torah. It gives me a question, it gives me the answer. Says the Rebbe Melchon, his brother, Rebbe Bezusha. He says, when a person has a Muna, it's having a pipeline. It's bringing the schar down. When you bring a Muna Pshuta and you fully commit yourself to the Bodesh, I don't understand how, I don't understand why. But I'm fully being mevatel myself to you, Bona Shalom, and with emuna pshuta, like Rabbi Nachman says, nothing greater than emuna pshuta. That's everything. So says the Torah, says the Rabbi Bzusha, chima nocha. You're going to ask that question. Don't ask it, says the Rabbi Bzusha. Because if you ask that question, you're going to stop the pipeline. You're going to shemam shalachem tamen hashpah san nisochos. Achim anoicha. Tisbach hashpah, the shefa's going to stop. I'm telling you, when you have an emunah pshuta, you have an emunah rishon, it brings down tremendous bracha. This is not just the Rebbe Bezusha, Rebbe Chaim Lechav Zlatchev, Rabbi Simon Shlita loves quoting this word, but on Purim, you know, there's a big connection, Lag Boimer and Purim, brought down in Shulchan Aruch, that the same day of the week that Purim falls out and Lag Boimer falls out. And this year, Purim was a Monday night Tuesday, Lag Boimer was a Monday night Tuesday. Lahi Oimin Es Adasa. Mordechai brings up Esther in his house. Oimin is a lotion of emunah. When Rebbe Chaim Lechav Zlatchev says, when you have a emunah, it's bringing up. When you have a munah, you have tremendous faith, and you have trust and belief in the bitachon in the Rabbon Hashem, that brings down tremendous shefa. And when a person does not have that, you're stopping that pipeline. As Rav Shor quotes from one of the Svarim, he says, what's the word for worry in Hebrew? Daiga. Daiga is the first four letters of the Aleph Beis minus the Beis, because when you worry, it's a lack of trust. Don't worry. Don't worry. When a person worries, You're stopping that pipeline. Fully commit yourself. You're late to an appointment. You're late to the airplane. You're doing your best. You fully commit yourself to the Rabbeinu Shem and Munu Pshuta. And finally, end off this lead before 9. Remember, idea number 3. Me'ayin Yavo Ezri. Saying this, Kepetel Tebkuf Chav Aleph. Shia Malas Asayin Me'ayin Yavo Ezri. Where's my help going to come from? Me'ayin. When a Jew says the Baal Tani, Me'ayin. When we vata ourselves, then Yavo Ezri. Then the Rabbeinu Shem says, I'm going to come. I'm going to come help you to bring the Yeshua. So it's my beautiful idea for the Rebbe Rameh, Chil Mechel Zlachev, and the Baal Tanya. Finally, the third and final idea, we're going to go to Parshas Bechukosai, where the Rachma Shivka Rebbe, Shlita quotes his father, I believe. Imchosai Teilecho, you know, Rashi quotes the Chazal. What does it mean to go on your, and go on a Kadosh Baruch Hu's ways? Shetu Amel Matoyah. Should go and work hard in Torah learning. Look at the Chavetz Chaim, beautiful Chavetz Chaim. Chavetz Chaim tells us it's not about the getting it, but it's about the effort. Says the Rachma Shivka Rebbe, but what's the Dafka in Bechukosai? Why Dafka Chok? When it comes to learning, when a person's not feeling it, you're having a chok, you're not feeling daven or learning or shalom bayis or what a patience, whatever, but you still do it, that is going to help you teilechu. It's going to help you become a better Eved Hashem. You're not always going to feel it, but we have to do our part. It's a chok. It's a chok meaning, chok means even when I'm not feeling it, I have to do my best. And this is what the Beis Aharon Karlin says. When it comes to Limud Torah, Tzara L'chiyos B'chinas Chok. Even when we're not feeling it, we have to do our best. Tzara L'chiyos B'chinas Chok. We have to try to learn our best. If you want to learn, 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 any situation, when you're not feeling it, it's Mitzvah Sajah Shmaro. He says beautifully. You're not feeling it, but you still do it. It's mitzvah to shmoro. The Rabbeinu Shem is going to give you the shomer. Like Hashem will bring you the shtokus. When Yosef Yaakov came back, he was yearning for Yosef's dreams to come true. But this is what it's all about. The beginning is going to be hard, but if you push yourself, then the time, then the love, then the passion and energy will come. When someone learns Torah at night, what the Rambam says, the ultimate Torah learning is at night, the Shechina is there. Says the Darchan of Slonim, no. Halama Torah Balayla. When you learn, and when it's hard, and it doesn't make sense, and it's hard for you, but you still do it, Shechina Kenegdo. The Rabbeinu Shem wants to be there. Chazon Ish said, how important is it to be able to learn, even when you're not feeling it, that's much more great to Rabbeinu Shem, 1 minute, 1 hour, whatever, I forgot the calculation, than when you are feeling it. What a beautiful idea when things are hard, pushing yourself, and then the cheshek, and then the love, and the passion, the energy for that will come, especially when it comes to learning. We start the first, let's review this three ideas. We start with the Panim Yafos. What does Shemitah have to do with Harsinai? Why does the Torah specify Shemitah by Harsinai? The same way Shemitah has 7 years, and then you have the Yorval 50, same so too, Sfiras HaOmer. Harsinai, Matan Torah. You have 7 weeks, 7 times 7, and then you get to the 50th day, which is Shavuos Matan Torah. Ain't Kedusha B'liachani. You can't have a chuppah without having the engagement, having the Arison. That's what it's all about. The Agrat Kala tells us that. It's the same, different answer, that it's a little bit of a preparation. The Torah was given in the heart, was given in the midbar. So just like Shemitah, everything goes back to its owner. And we mafkar ourselves to the regular owner, so too when a person comes to learn, to mafkar ourselves to the Rabbeinu Shem, to the learning. You're putting the phone away, you're dedicating yourself to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Rebbe Melech, quoted Rebbe Zusha, idea number 2, why is the Torah giving us this question? Every letter in the Torah is so precious. The Torah is telling us, so the Rebbe Zusha, quoted Rebbe Melech, don't ask that question. When you have a Munah Pshut, that brings out tremendous Shefa, that you owe me this Hadassah, Mordechai brought her up, says Rechem Nechaz Lachev. And the third idea said, the Baal Tani, me'ayin, when a person's me'ayin, where's my help going to come from? No, me'ayin means I'm mevata myself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I surrender, like Rabbi Gorman says, give it, to let go and let God, then Yavo Ezri, then the Yeshua will come. And find the turn of the other Rachman Shevka Rebbe quotes from his father, I believe, B'chosai Teilecho, a person works on it, just being a chok, even if he's not feeling it, then Teilecho, then he will, it's going to come a time where it's going to be easy, it's going to be a hoylich, it's going to be geschmack. And that's what the Beis Aharon says, that specifically in learning, you have to work hard, even when it's hard, and then it's going to come, B'chosai Teilecho, then when it's hard, you still do it. Then the hishtokus will come. The aviv shomer is a dover. Then the ava for the rabbanu shem will come. Al limud torah b'layla, darchei nami slonim tells us. Doesn't just mean when you learn Torah at night, according to Rama, it's the halachic chap. No, al limud torah b'layla. Even when it's hard, you work hard and you make sure to learn Torah. That is shechina kinegdo. We should be zocha be'ezda Hashem yisbarach to prepare for the Matan Torah. Every single day is another way, another day, another way to prepare ourselves for the Matan Torah. But it's not just getting to the destination, but every single day is another Kedusha, is another way to connect to the Rabbeinu Shem, to mafkar ourselves to the Rabbeinu Shem, to mevata ourselves with the Munah Pshuta, to bring that tremendous Shefa down, and to really work hard, especially when we're not feeling it, as Hashem Yisbarach Shkach.